We know that people's guts are a disaster generally, right? In the Western world, and there's lots of reasons for that. So we know that 10 to 15% of the US population, which is a massive number of people, think about 30 to 40 million people suffer from IBS, right? That's an astounding number of people. And approximately 20% of the population has some degree of GERD and reflux. We'll talk about how things are going wrong in certain parts of the body that can create these types of symptomologies and these types of conditions. We know that gastritis and peptic ulcers impact millions of Americans every year. And we know around 20 million Americans have some level of gallbladder disease, and over 600,000 people get the gallbladders removed every single year. This number is actually going to increase because one of the documented side effects now of the use of things like Ozempic, the GLP-1 agonist peptides, is the dysfunctional gallbladders that end up in massive inflammation and pain. So people are getting their gallbladders removed as a result of using peptides. So you want to be careful there as well. And I'll mention a couple of times where those peptides play in this digestive process as we go along, because I'm sure many of you have probably heard about it and interested in those. Inflammatory bowel disease affects around 1.6 million Americans. So these are Crohn's, colitis, ulcerative colitis, microcolitis, and so on. And we know that this estimated annual spend for GI issues is $136 billion a year, right? That's an insane amount that people are spending for gut issues. And 99% of the money that's spent on gut issues is money that is being spent just to mask or cover symptoms of the issues, and not really anything that goes after any of the root causes, right? So by the end of this, you'll start to understand root causes of common dysfunctions in the gut, because you'll understand how the gut is supposed to work, what can go wrong if it doesn't work the way we think it should. And remember, all chronic diseases start in the gut, right? We've gone over this numerous times. All of these areas of dysfunction start in the gut.